Well, you find us lovely and wrapped up outside. Great. With, I don't know, if you had to guess where we were right now by the sounds all around us, I'm not sure. I mean, just crossing in front of us is a train. That's great timing as I hit record. And then we've got the birds above us in the trees. There's a little mini woodlands behind us.
There's a horse over there.
There's a horse. There's children playing in a playground not that far from us, and an industrial estate possibly to the far left.
Do you know what I'm feeling? Back in the future, I've got a wet bum.
Yeah, we sat down on the floor, possibly with horse manure all in front of us. I mean, this is a romantic place to talk about what it's like being slim for life.
I mean, there are so many analogies that we could pull from this pile of manure. I mean, there's lots of things we could talk about. But
the fantasy of what being slim for life is like versus the fantasy of what the podcast is like, the magical places that we record.
Do you know, when I was younger and I dreamed of what I was going to do, when I was older, I was dreamed of TV or radio presenting. Never did this factor into my dreams. Sat with a wet, soggy bottom.
We're going to walk home with two muddy circles on our bottom.
On my pale blue coat.
Yes. But before we do that, let's get talking about Target. Some exciting news to share with you. But as always, we need to hear a little bit of ukulele.
Cue the ukulele.
Right, well, Anna's doing some rhythmic clapping. Yes, she is getting very excited. I'm Claire, she's Anna. Welcome to Slimmer World Podcast. We put a new episode out every Monday and we've been doing so, gosh, for like 2.5 years, 3 years. I'm not, you can't even remember, it's gone that fast.
Be 3 years in December.
3 years in December, there you go. Mm-hmm. And so there's all kinds of different things that are around here that we've got to tell you about. Oh, we've just about to get tickled by a dog.
Hello.
Oh.
That's
a
mummy.
This happened a couple of weeks ago, didn't it? Dogs interrupting our podcast. It's fine, it's fine.
That was a nice one.
Yes, it was. Lovely, nice dog. Fluffy thing. Its face is really close to my face. Thanks for protecting me, Anna. Didn't do anything at all. Anyway, as I was saying, this is a podcast about slimming and weight loss and slimming world. Not about sitting by horse manure, trains and dogs coming to nearly lick my face.
Do you know what's scary? This is what we do as a profession. we really sound like it. Welcome to the Slim World Podcast, if the first ever episode you've listened to. I promise it does get better.
Look, the point is that we try and make this idea of losing weight a bit fun.
Do we?
Because it is meant to be fun. And that's something that I definitely know I, along my journey, have sometimes forgotten.
Yeah, we want to take the sting out of it, don't we?
Yeah, so here's the deal, right? Both of us have done some world for a number of years, multiple journeys. We've lost weight, then we've gone put weight back on, we've lost weight, and we've put weight back on. But over the years, we've kind of been learning this thing about habit changing, about behavioural change. And so the idea is that this podcast, we get to share some of our personal experiences, really, about what kind of worked for us and, you know, from a member and a consultant perspective, maybe just plant some seeds of ideas that could just help you, give you that inspirational motivation that you might need today or whenever you're listening to this.
And I think it's just knowing you can pick us up and put us down, can't you?
Yeah.
Someone said to me, I listened to you in 5 minute bites. I was like, is that all you can take? She said, no, but sometimes you just need a little whack of you.
Yeah, and you know, quite often we've got over 100 episodes and people think they need to go back to the start. But if this is your first episode, we always encourage you, just go back and listen to the titles that jump out at you. And this is probably a title that I think might grab people's attention.
Yes.
Because so many of us join Slimming World with the weight to lose, but we're not quite sure what this mythical place is that people call Target. It's like a fantasy land, like Disney or a pantomime or something.
Alice in Wonderland.
I thought you were going to say, oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, no, it's...
Oh, she didn't. She didn't. I fed her that one and she didn't. But do you know what I mean? There can be this kind of like... us and them thinking, like, oh, that's what they do, but I'm in this kind of struggle mode.
Yeah, like when you get to Target, we give you a magic bullet or something, or, you know, we put a spell on you or something. Yeah, and it's the reality of what actually Target is and how you may be more prepared for it than you think. Mm. But why are we doing this episode, Claire?
Well...
Why was I clapping at the beginning?
I don't really know how to say this, but...
It's bigger than saying you were getting married, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel quite a lot of pressure.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Shall I say it?
You could say it.
Congratulations, Claire has officially hit Target.
I've got my headphones on. You made me jump. And I even got a train honk as well. How cool is that?
The horse turned round.
Probably from you screaming.
So Claire is not only this year got married, but hit Target.
I am a Target member. It seems so crazy to say out loud because I've never been Target in all of the 9 years that I've been at Slimming World.
I can hear our listeners just going, yes, you did it! How do you feel?
You know, it's been a bit of a roller coaster of emotions, if I'm honest. Some of the things, like, I'll share.
Some of the things you won't.
yeah. I think it's been 3 weeks now. I didn't want to kind of say it on the podcast straight away because I needed to sit with it and feel it and think about how
and
it was. And so I've got some kind of observations, I suppose, from my point that I wanted to share. But it kind of made me think about, oh, I didn't know this. As a member, I didn't know this, or I wasn't expecting that, or I wasn't really sure how this would work or what happens moving forwards. And even like I've been kind of asking you as well as my consultant, like, oh, so what happens if I do this? And so I thought that's where maybe like we could kind of just share like our experience of like, well, what's different now that you're at Target? What's the same? What kind of things can you continue to work towards? Because you can still get certificates and stickers once you reach Target. It's not just like, I don't know, you reach the end, there's a gate and you exit and then that's it. You don't get access back to it.
Goodbye. It's nice to have known you.
And common pitfalls. And I just think, you know, even expectation from like group and consultant of what happens there. Because we hear so many times from people who are kind of about to get to Target, who are stuck on those stubborn few pounds, who are just at Target but finding it a bit tricksy.
Yeah.
Like, I just think let's just, you know, blow open the doors here and let's just talk about what this thing is.
Yeah.
Because it's the thing that we're all working towards. Anybody who's listening to this is either at Target or losing weight to get to this point.
Yeah.
And, it seems a bit crazy, doesn't it? Like, hey, we're doing a weight loss podcast and now we're talking about staying the same. But I sometimes still find that weird.
That's a skill.
Yeah.
But that's where we all want to be.
A bit windy, sorry.
Oh. You are or it is?
No, it is. The weather is.
That's the skill, isn't it? It's that you've done the hard work. Now we've got to kind of change gear and chill out a little bit. It's like, I always think about it. It's like when you've done the prep for holiday. So you've, you know, packed the cases, you've bought the suntan lotion, you've had the wax, you've watered the house plants, you've done all of that. And now it's time to lay back on that sun lounger, but still make sure you've got your high factor on so you don't burn.
Yeah.
And it's a... It's a head swap because you've been in weight loss mode for so long and you've been challenging all these demons within you around food and emotion, and now it's almost like you're meant to be fixed and it's meant to be okay. And actually that's really scary because you may not believe that you are, or you may still think you've got work to do. So your head can be in a spin, can't it? Can also be in that place when I was very first to Target, remember, I was like, oh great, back to just eating what I wanted to, and I'm going to be this thin person. So it's making those realizations as well. So I think it's very normal to be fearful. It's very normal to be excited. It's very normal to want to celebrate it. But it's thinking about, actually, what have I done here, and now what's my next process? Now, as a human being, you're very goal driven, you like accolade and celebration, don't you? So that's why I think also there's a bit of fear for you, like, how am I going to get rewarded for this? And what's the benefit? And how am I going to be celebrated? And it's also remembering the celebration is you. The celebration is the fact that you're over 5 stone lighter and you've done it. And actually no certificate is going to do that justice. It's the new body, it's the new life, it's the new mind that you've created, and it's knowing that that's your reward. And that for me was a very big struggle when I first hit target, because I'd spent so many years thinking I wasn't worthy, that actually this will, I had to accept that this is what I was and I'd done it and that was success. And actually me writing your certificate is not going to do any justice unless your head believes that. So it's making that head swap, isn't it?
The biggest thing that I think I've kind of benefited from is like capturing my feelings, because I felt like I've gone through different waves since I kind of had that target thing. Yeah. So I wrote in my diary. I can share you a bit of it. I think you might need to hold this microphone though.
Oh my God, you're trusting me with the microphone?
Right there.
Okay.
There
you go. That's fine. This is like holding a brand new baby.
Look, I'll read you a bit of my diary, because I have to be honest, initially when I hit target I was in a bit of a different headspace to where I am today.
Yeah.
So let me share that with you.
Mood shifted.
Because I think that I'm just going to be honest about this, because yeah, I think that there'll be other people that maybe personally, privately feel this way.
Yeah.
So this is at the beginning of May. So today I called target, but it wasn't the celebration and jubilation that I'd hoped for. Quite simply, it was actually just another Wednesday, another weigh-in and another £1 loss. So I thought that I would be happy when I reached target, that there would be a huge party, the group would be ecstatic, cheering, clapping, there would be photos for social media of me proudly showing my sticker and certificate off. I thought I would be a new person, I would be confident, positive, smiling, laughing. Instead, I cried on the way to group, I cried when I stepped on the scales, and I cried even more when my consultant snapped a photo to capture the moment. There was only Holly and Phil on the telly at the opposite end of the room. I'm a bit sad that there wasn't a big round of applause. I missed that. It's something that virtual group hasn't been able to replicate for me. But mostly I was sad because I was accepting that my idea of target really was nothing more than a fantasy. It is just a number on the scale. It doesn't make me feel any different. I am still me. I haven't turned into a beautiful princess, and that makes me sad. I felt similar when I completed my 365 days of not drinking, like I expected life to be different, nothing to go wrong, to never feel pain again. What was I expecting? This journey, this place I've been chasing for so long, and this is it. That's where I was at. So I kind of just captured that, and I know that's quite a negative take.
No, it's not. I think it's a realistic take.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us expect, and we maybe should take this back a little bit. Like, you lost 4 stone in a year, then you've been, during lockdown, you've really made some incredible habit changes with your activity, but the number has stayed relatively the same. So it's not like suddenly you've had this shift in the way your body looks like you did. Almost if you'd hit target in that first year, you may have found a bigger impact because it was such a difference in your weight. Does that make sense?
Well, I looked at this. So one of the things, I pretty much have stayed within the same £7 range
for a year.
Over a year,
right.
Actually. I think it was a year and 15 months.
Right.
And so ultimately, I could have called this weight target 15 months ago.
Yeah, but,
I looked at where my life was then. I wasn't very stable in where I was living, what was happening with work. You know, I hadn't met Matt at that point. I hadn't bought my house. You know, I hadn't moved. My mom hadn't had her heart attack, and I hadn't been through 3 national lockdowns.
I mean, just a bit's gone on.
Yeah. And I kind of felt like if I had just called target then, I don't think I had the habits in place.
No.
You know, like finding body magic a part of my life, learning how to plant, learning how to do an SP week, becoming vegan, learning much more about cooking, making my life a lot more stable.
Yeah.
In a way, I'm kind of like, no, I needed to kind of go through those last 15 months.
To get you there.
Yeah, because now, and yes, nothing really has changed, because I've kind of, as you say, been
that way,
been working on this for a very long time.
And I think that's why it's so hard to accept.
Yeah.
Because it's that gear shift that I've always been somebody who struggled with my weight, and now I'm slim, and now I've done it. So actually, what's there for me to berate myself about now? What's there for me to hide behind? It's like the doors have opened. And actually, I remember saying this to one of my groups, and I often say it is, I remember having the same really difficult times in my life. It's just that my jeans were a size 10. And I thought that getting thin was going to fix it.
Mm.
And it was that, it's everything I'd hung on being slim, I then had to realise it didn't change a lot of it. And yeah. that's a scary realisation, isn't it?
Yeah.
But also very exciting that you now have got new ground to cover, new experiences to have without the kind of hang up and, you know, heaviness of that weight.
Mm.
Actually, you're free from that. That's a box ticked. You've done it.
Yeah.
And to have that strength and that courage to trudge through everything you've been through and not be 5 stone heavier.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I think what we have to keep reminding you of, and anyone that's listening, is what you have achieved is remarkable, okay? Mm. And being at Target isn't the crescendo, because actually what you've done is achieved these things along the journey, and it's remembering those celebrations, and that's what you've forgotten about.
Yeah.
Just look at your arms. That's all I'm going to say. Do you know what I mean? We had this discussion when you were putting your coat on. Like, look at the arms you now have. That is Target.
Yeah, you know, I mean, since I wrote that, so it's been a few weeks, I kind of feel the biggest emotion I feel at the moment is relief.
Oh, really?
That just it's like, uncooked. Oh, you know, and just that I even hid my scales in my house, and
well,
I didn't
done.
Weigh myself for 2 weeks after reaching Target, because I was like, let's just take a breather from that. I will still go, you know, to group in a couple of weeks and get back on the scales and see where I'm at. But it was like, okay, let's now really focus on this habit, keeping this sticking. And the first thing I did was, and do you remember in listeners' questions last month, there was a lady who said she plans 3 weeks worth.
Oh, I've had so many members talk to me about
and
this.
And I sat down and I made us 3 menus with 3 shopping lists. And I thought, that is something that's going to stick. And I booked all of my gym classes in for a month.
Oh, so you've got them all in the diary.
So I thought, right, I can't go off track for the next month, because I've got food plan, I've got the shopping list, and I've got that. And I thought, that's what this is about, not these weighing continuously.
So, you know, the idea for all Target members is eventually we don't see you anymore. You stop weighing, you stop measuring those healthy extras, you're just naturally in tune with what your body needs. And it's almost like, do you remember when you left school? I remember this so clearly, like being like, but hold on, I've lived within these parameters, now what do I do? Like, that's fear as well. Like, oh my God, they're going to leave me to my own devices. Like, you've got to remember you're skilled. You know what you're doing. You know the difference between the habits you used to have and the habits you've got now, but it's bringing that confidence out in you.
Mm.
So I think it's really important to remember a naturally slim person is not a slave to the scales and a slave to counting every sin, and that's what we want for our Target members.
Mm.
So while every Target member in the land is welcome to the group for the rest of their life, you know, eventually you don't have to do that. And that's an exciting thing. That said, it's really, really key, I'd say, for the first 12 weeks that we keep you within the confines and support of the group to nurture you to make those habit changes and see where you're likely to have a wobble. But we don't want you to be obsessed by those scales, Claire.
It's a bit like, you know, when you learn to drive. Like, I learned to drive in summer. I had 32 lessons and I passed first time, but I'd never driven in rain at night or winter.
Whereas I took 10 years, had driven in every season and failed my driving test 3 times.
But it was really terrifying to think, like, oh, now rain. I can have keys and get in a car and I can go off on my own.
Whereas, you know what you've got to take from this? You've had such rich experiences in your weight loss journey that there's nothing that you're going to encounter now that is going to unnerve you, because you've managed to make all these changes.
Look at all the things that went wrong, that could go wrong, did go wrong.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's, but it's
your
trust,
toolbox.
Yeah, and it's trusting that you have the skills and the knowledge to do it. And that goes back to confidence. It's saying, well, actually, I got the weight off. I have the skill set to keep it off, because I've learnt this time that it is work to keep it off.
Mm.
And it's also knowing that, you know, when you're at Target, you've got that flexibility, and that's why you've got that boundary, because I've never met a single Target member in my nearly 21 years as a member and 10 years as a consultant who's stuck at that number, you know, 11 stone 6, whatever it may be, 10 stone 7, because that's not what the body does.
Mm.
So remember, you've got that bubble. And you know when you've had a week where you've eaten too much. You know where a week when you haven't been as active as you wanted to be. So what would someone who doesn't struggle with their weight do? They'd just cut back a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's what you're
learning. This idea of like the £6 range, I think.
How does that make you feel?
It's actually, once I let go of that, you must be at this number at all times and never. You must not deviate from this number. And if you go slightly over, you failed.
Is that what you had in your head?
Yes, slightly. I was this singular number that I must remain at all times.
No, Claire, you don't.
No. And then you think, no, come on, like the £6 range is just so much, you know, if I want to go on holiday and get the bikini out, I don't know why, but then I can go down to the bottom of that range. If it's Christmas time, I'm teetering the top.
And do you know what? I don't know if it's just me as a consultant, other consultants will say, but I have a lot of target members who set the top of their target as their target, but actually what they want is the bottom one. So they're desperately always trying to get back to that. So it's really thinking about setting yourself up, see how you feel at target. See, that's why I changed mine so many times. I've got a new one I'm trying to achieve. But it's remembering that you're not the number. The number is part of the reflection of the changes you've made. But the way your arms look, or the way you can run, or the way you can, you know, go and cook a meal now, that's what target's about.
I think the other part is that the number that I've chose to settle on, if you're new to Slimwell, by the way, we don't actually ever say what our weight is. We just talk about like what weight we've lost.
It's something that we've really, yeah. And also in group, we would never disclose someone's weight. And I think that's why we adopted that on the podcast, isn't it? Because you're more than the weight on the scales.
Yeah. And you know what? We've got private lives. We don't want to declare what our weight is exactly and what size and everything. Anyway,
I just wobble. That's all I'm going
to
say.
The thing is, like, so I lost 5 stone, 3 pounds to get to my target, which is obviously a lot, right? But the weight that I'm at is technically, under the BMI things, means that I am still overweight. Okay. I still have a BMI of 26.6. And that was what was bothering me. Yeah. But then I look, as you kind of rightly say, how do you feel? What are the jeans that you're wearing? I am, you know, back squatting 45 kilograms at
What's
my
a back
gym.
Squat?
You put a barbell with 45 kilograms weight on it and you do a squat, but with the weight on your back. You know, I'm up doing my pull-ups. I'm doing my box jumps. I've moved up to a 10 kilogram dumbbell. Like, I'm doing all this stuff, but because I haven't got that thing that says you're not overweight, that was what I was beating myself up. So instead, I suppose I kind of had to rethink what my target was. In effect, my target could have been 11 pounds lighter than it is now originally.
Yeah.
And I had to rethink that, because it's like about just having a healthy balance for your mental health and sustainable. And I kind of thought, I'm living a great life. If I didn't look at that number, as you said, what would honestly change?
And how, think about the Claire that was 5 stone, 3 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
Her BMI was nowhere near 26.
No way. No.
She didn't eat like you. She didn't work out like you. So cut yourself some slack. And also, the BMI is something that is directed by a government, a world organisation. It is a piece of paper. Yes, it would be lovely that if everyone was in a healthy BMI, but is that reality? Does it mean that you're not healthy?
26 versus 25.
I mean, like, exactly. Does it mean that you're not healthy? Does it heck? Do you know what I mean? And actually, does the BMI take into account of muscle? No.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So how much, if we looked at your body fat makeup compared to your muscle, like, so I would say, without wanting to be rude to BMI, all the respect in the world, ignore it.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. And just even like, you know, you look at the different types of composition of your body. So body fat is another way, you know, rather than just the scale. And we talk a lot, don't we, about inches, about body fat, about the size of your clothes changing, your body shape changing. Like, my body fat percentage was 58%.
Wow.
You know,
what is it now?
It's 22%.
Right. Do you need to need to like write that on the bathroom mirror?
I do. And that was a big reason why I and a friend said to me, it was at the gym. I just lost it at the gym a few weeks ago, and I just burst into tears, and I was kind of like berating myself, like, come on, you can't even do this. And she just said to me, Claire, this is meant to be fun. And when the fun stops, stop.
Yes.
And that really carried through to me. And I thought, this, like, me berate myself to lose this final whatever few pounds it is to get to like a BMI of 25 or under is actually killing me. It's killing my joy. And I can't do this anymore. And that's when I knew I was ready to hit the red button on the treadmill and say, cool down. And the relief that it gave me. So immense. My advice would be, if you know, and I know that lots of people message me saying, I'm on the final hunt of like this stubborn 1 or 2 pounds. Do you really need to? Like, what is it that's going to change? Or actually, if you were what you're at today, is that necessarily a bad thing?
Or if I told you that you were that number, so if I lied to you and said you're 10 stone one, but actually you're 10 stone two, you would know that it was just you were a slave to the number, and actually your body would look no different, you'd feel no different, but it's because you haven't achieved that thing that you feel that you failed. And it's really important to recognise that. For some people, they go to that target number, that's what they want, but I would always say to a member, when they start to struggle, they lose the joy, this is becoming uncomfortable, it's when it's time to reassess your target. It really, really is, because you're losing sight of the achievement and you're far more likely to kind of unravel. You're going to start to sabotage because the pressure is getting too much. So it's really important to recognise those signs in yourself.
Yep. And of course, I got a new book. I mean, I love a book, right? Slim for Life book. It's got 3 routes there of how you kind of move on after target. Route A, Route B, Route C. I was delighted to know that I could have an extra healthy extra B. I cannot tell you. I can have porridge oats and a pita bread.
And you've got your journal for your 12 weeks to help you make you see where your head's at, how you're feeling. And that's why it's key, because we know those first 3 months of that kind of shift of gear is really important to help you stay on track. And that's why looking at kind of week 13 and beyond, we're saying, where are you at? Are you ready to fly the nest? Do you want to just check in every now and again? Because in real life, we don't want you to be a slave to any sort of scales. We want you to go by your genes. We want you to feel free. But know that the principles of food optimizing will then be so natural that you would choose to make the great options. You may choose to go out for pizza, but you just go, I'm not going to have the dessert because I'm at target and I want to stay here. So it's about taking the pressure off and trusting yourself.
That's where I think it's interesting about what changes and then what's different. So what was different was, I can have a few extra sins 2 or 3 days a week.
Yeah.
I can have an extra healthy extra, that's the worst grammar, a bonus healthy extra.
And you missed the bug that just flew in my mouth, didn't you?
Yeah, bit of extra protein there.
Yeah, free food.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's obviously different. And the book does explain that. You not only get a sticker and a certificate, but you get a badge. Wasn't prepared for that.
That is at the consultant's discretion.
Oh, is it?
Yes, some consultants may not hold a pin. Some may pin you. Yeah,
some may pin you. Wow, that's a quote of the episode, if ever I heard that.
So yeah, we can celebrate with you, Diamond Target.
I like the idea that you still get certificates and shinies.
I love that you love that so much. But yeah,
because I suppose there's also body magic if you haven't done your body awards, magic. Yeah. There's another one.
Then
for
we have
you.
Top Target member award competition.
What's that?
So you know, like we have Man of the Year, Woman of the Year. We have Top Target. So where we'll,
in your group?
Yeah, we'll pick our top targets. And yeah, there's loads. I think the really important thing to recognise as a target member is that you're so important in group. You are our fountain of knowledge. You are our absolute kind of backbones. You are the people that, as consultants, we need to say, come on, Claire, share with me how you did this or what you changed. As a consultant, I need you to help my new members. I need you to inspire the ones that are struggling. So you're so important. While the shift in how image therapy will work for you is different because you won't need image therapy, you're such an integral part of group. It's knowing that you still got a place in a really, really important place.
What about if you're struggling in target and you do need help and you don't want to be the shining radiant light because you're kind of like, I've actually just put 5 pounds on.
So if, as a consultant, I will be watching and making sure you're all right, like mother hen, and checking that, you know, where's Claire at? And if I thought you were struggling, first of all, I'd make sure I said that to you. But if I haven't caught that, you need to tell me, because I might look at the numbers on and think you're okay and you're not. So just not thinking there's any pressure to be sparkly and at target. Said this to one of my gorgeous ladies who's come out of target, and I said to her, it's really important you know it doesn't matter, we're just going to help you to get back into that place. And she said, I felt the immense pressure to be this perfect person. So knowing you could be liable to go that way, take the pressure off.
Yeah, I suppose as target members, we have to be quite, it's just about being real. Like, that's why I thought, do you know what, I was like debating, do I share that kind of moment about my celebration of target and the diary, because it's not all necessarily like I suppose as a member, it's easy to put target people on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Like, and actually, we're all working continuously to keep these habits and behaviours in check.
Exactly. It's like people do with consultants. They think we're somehow miracles and fixed. No, we're just people who are desperate to help other people who have been on this journey. So it's knowing we're all in this kind of situation together. Some of us are a little bit, you know, got more experience, some have had more hurdles, but what we can all bring is kind of a richness and a dimension to help each other. But there's no pressure as a target member, you know, and actually hearing target members that say, do you know what, it's not all beautiful and roses, but actually I can do a backward squat of whatever it is incredible. So it's knowing how you perceive yourself is not how the group will perceive you. They'll just think you're amazing for what you're doing.
Someone was saying to me about really learning to like embrace feeling joy. And I was like, oh, this could be like my new little project, I think, because quite often I spend a lot of time thinking in the future, kind of worrying, anticipating what might happen. Not often like, I don't know.
In the moment.
In the moment, yeah. And each time you kind of feel that fear around target is just take a pen and paper and just jot down all the things that you're really thankful for and things that you're doing today that you couldn't many years ago. And gosh, what a simple thing like to do. And when they said that, I was like, that is actually, that's great. Whenever you feel fear, just hit pause and just kind of write. I mean, lots of people talk about gratitude. It's always been one of the things that I wanted to do more but never really bothered engaging with, and I was so like, maybe that's a way to really feel joy. If it feels quite overwhelming to be like really happy and proud and celebrating, it feels a bit uncomfortable for you initially, then maybe that's just a way to get around it so you start to feel comfortable with your achievements.
And but just peel it back, the basic things that you can do now that you couldn't do before. I remember when I had my spinal surgery and I was getting really frustrated, and the surgeon said, you've got to remember where you've come from to get to this point, and if I hadn't have, you know, come so far, I'd never be in that experience. And I think we forget the bit in the middle, and actually everything you've learned has got you to today, but you forget the dark place you might have come from, Claire. And actually the fact that you're sat here able to talk about how your life has changed and how much it's stabilized and all of that, part of that is the weight loss journey that you've been on and the habits you've changed. So look at the number as one point in the journey and one part of the picture. You know, it's a sun in the sunset painting, isn't it? The sun isn't the whole thing. So you've really got to remember that. And enjoy where you are. Do you know what I mean? Get the arms out. Get your legs out. Get your waist out. Celebrate. I've lost 5 stone 3 pounds. I'm going to celebrate for you.
The thing that I realised the other day, I was in the gym, and no, I'm sorry I'm waxing about gym, but let's face it, there's not many places that we've been able to go recently.
No, the gym, the supermarket,
and Slimming World Group now, thank goodness for that.
In some parts of the country.
In some parts of the country, disclaimer alert. Like I was in the gym and I just looked around, because I've been doing Zoom gyms, no one really sees what you're wearing, do they? And I just realised I have not bought any new gym clothes for years.
So let's get you some new athleisure.
Because I hated PE when I was at school.
Oh, didn't we all?
And I never used to have like the most glamorous trainers or anything. But like some of these women, like they get like the really nice printed like leggings that are really high rise, and it makes their bum look great. Oh, and I was like, I need a pair of them. But to have the confidence of going to the gym and A, not wearing everything in black, and B,
print,
not having everything baggy,
yes,
is like a bit of a revelation for me. I'm like, oh, I don't need to do this. I'm okay if I show like
your midriff,
yes,
your bum,
yeah,
your thighs, your ankle, your
and
elbows.
That's a new thing. And that's only come to me in the last week or so that's, you know,
that's
bearing in mind I've been living in this body of this kind of similar weight for 15 months, I'm still only realizing that now. So the epiphanies keep coming, and that is something that I don't think I anticipated, because as we've said, like, you don't just reach target and you're fixed, you exit the door and, you know, you slip into a different planet. These epiphanies, these learnings, this growth continues to happen, whether you're at target, whether you're on the journey continues in some ways.
It just doesn't stop. It just becomes easier and more ingrained, and more, you don't think about it so much. Like, you wouldn't think now, You wouldn't pour copious amounts of oil in a pan to cook a curry now. You wouldn't go and buy the vegan alternative to full fat butter. You just wouldn't necessarily do those things. Or you wouldn't, you know, expect to go and eat a three course meal and not to gain weight. So the habits have changed.
That's true. There's no doubt about it that I've had extra portions of cake and ice cream. And
that's okay.
And I've kind of been like, but I accept that that means I'll have had a weight gain. And yeah. Then the next few days, I'm just make sure that I'm, you know, back on plan, or just sticking to the menu I've got and not having
exactly.
the extras.
Or, but you're not doing that. You're not having the extra bit of cake and ice cream because you're feeling so desolate about the way you look.
That's
that you're
true.
Eating your emotions. You're having the bit of cake and
I
ice cream because you
want
it and it's
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. You've switched mindset and it's allowing yourself that freedom and knowing. And it's a very scary place because where you're at is like, if I go through this door, am I giving myself a license to regain all this weight? It's knowing that you've got the skills, the mindset and the habits to protect you.
It's learning to trust yourself,
yeah.
though, isn't it?
And that's confidence. Like I've said to you, we've got to get you feeling confident in what you've achieved. And that's to any target member or approaching target member. You know what to do.
Mm.
And you've got to trust yourself in that.
Yeah.
And also, there will be points in this that you'll go, oh, not sure that's right, or I feel right, or that's good. You'll reassess it. You'll change things around. You'll go, okay, I've learned from that. That actually, I can't have 14 portions of cake and ice cream this week and stay at Target.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's got to be about, you know, building these little bricks up for you and saying you've done so well.
Mm. Well, I'd be really interested to hear other people's experience. You know, we have like a section on our listeners' questions episodes where we have light bulb moments, and that was one of my light bulb moments. Just the process of, oh, this is what Target is, and this is an epiphany I had about the clothes I'm wearing when I work out, and the
relief.
Clothes
you're wearing now.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got the skinniest ankles, guys. But we've been blessed with nice ankles.
We both put our fluffy coats on.
I'm blinking freezing with our ankles out.
Absolutely. Like, the sun was out early, now it is not. Look, in the next couple of weeks, we've actually got guests. It's not just us two rabbiting on. We've
so
actually
excited.
Got valid, experienced, interesting people.
Yeah.
Not that we're not interesting.
I was like, thanks, backhanded, not compliment. But we've got some very interesting topics coming up that I think is going to tantalise your taste buds.
Yeah, we are delving into the very murky world of the term calorie counting. What do we need to really know about this? We've got a scientist, we've got a dietitian who's on to kind of talk about some of the controversy, I suppose, around calorie counting.
There's a lot in the press, isn't there, about it?
And also we're looking at, how do you make food optimizing work for you? We've got a brilliant guy who was on the magazine, the not issue now but last issue, Zahir, who's talking about how he lost almost 4 stone as a member. Now he's gone on to become a consultant, helping inspire others. How he makes like food optimizing work with him and his family. He's got a daughter and a son. He's got a wife. He works as an IT business and analyst. I mean, how does he make it work in a busy lifestyle? He's brilliant, and he's just the extra mojo that we all need on these Mondays. Morning. So yeah, as the plane goes and leaves us to a far glamorous location than when we're at, perhaps
could just be going to the airport, Claire.
Yeah, it could be coming back from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, wherever we're all dreaming of going on holiday or not holiday this year.
Do you know what I'm dreaming of? Drying my bottom.
Yeah, I think so. And we may need to get the hair dryer out when we get back to mine. I'll just hair dry Anna's bottom.
That's a vision for our listeners. Anna squatting, being hair dried by Claire.
And that's where we'll leave this episode. We end as we started, yeah. In the gutter, surrounded by horse poo. Have a great week, whatever you're up to, and catch up with you very soon.
Bye for now.